Here in Romans chapter 11, verse number 26, it's the same thing. Now, this is the way I've been thinking about it. I was like, what's the best way to explain what this means that all Israel shall be saved? Obviously, we know the wicked are plucked away. If I were to tell Brother Philip, I'm going to be late to the party. Okay, I'm going to be like an hour late, but I need you to save me a seat. Or, you know, I heard you're going to have 5 cakes there. Okay, I need you to save me all 5. And I get there and you tell me, yeah, I wasn't able to save all 5, but there's one that I was able to save, right? When I say save me a seat or save me a cake, what's another word for that? Someone tell me.
Reserve
me that cake. Now, what if I get there, right, and he wasn't able to reserve anything? I mean, he was able to reserve like maybe 1. He goes, man, I'm sorry, but I was only able to reserve 1. But hey, look, one of my daughters is going to have a birthday next week, and don't worry, I'm going to reserve all of them for you. In that day, all the cakes will be reserved. Okay, keep that in mind. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. To reserve and save mean like basically the same thing right there, right? Now look at verse number 4 of Romans chapter number 11. Excuse me, let's start in verse number 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercessions to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed our prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Verse 4. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have what? Reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So what is he saying? In Elijah's day, 7,000 were reserved, right? Well, guess what? In Revelation chapter 19, all Israel shall be reserved. All Israel will be there. Because throughout the ages, obviously there's been unbelieving Israelites everywhere. And there's only, and the Bible tells us there's constantly going to be a remnant. There's always going to be a remnant. Well, the Bible tells us that in the end times, when the millennial reign is set up, all Israel shall be reserved. Not just 7,000, not just a few, not just 10, not just 20, not even just 144,000 wherever they came from. No, all of them shall be reserved. Not saved, justified. God says, I'm going to reserve these. Now it's all Israel. Why? Because the wicked have been plucked away. Does that make sense? This is not a new teaching. It's not a new doctrine. But the thing is, so much false doctrine has been taught from this verse. We just need to go to it and see what the Bible really has to say about it. All Israel shall be reserved. They shall be saved. Why is that? Because the wicked are plucked away from before the king. That's what the Bible's teaching there. So